All right. Welcome, everybody. In just a little bit, we're going to take some questions a little bit later, what some of the doctors are going to be have been asking recently. So a couple of things I just want to start going through with some of the questions I've had over the last, you know, several weeks, month. But before I do that, I just got to tell, so there's some doctors that probably are still waiting. Some of you have already, you know, started doing the program. And I know some of you are doing great. We had a doctor I talked to last night, and this, let me just show you, tell you about Headspace. And he started talking to his patients. He just signed up at the beginning of January, and he just started talking to his patients. And in a week and a half, he sold over $18,000 just in products. And he's selling six-month programs. I don't even sell many six-month programs. So it just shows you what the Headspace is. Just when the doctors say, you know what, that's it. I'm gonna do this. And so it's just, it's amazing what's happening. So the thing is, another doctor down in down south of me, he just started talking to his patients, and they both gave him $2,000-$5,000 checks just before they started a program. So people love this program. People want weight loss, and you're a doctor, you're a physician, so you're going to be able to be there and help them and to accomplish their needs. Number one. Number two, some exciting things that I just kind of found recently within the last week here is, and I'm going to send everybody an email. I have found a lady who can basically help you with your corporate luncheons. So for approximately $250, $350 a month, a program, she can get you set up to go in front of 15 to 20 people in your local community. She's got this, it's a system, she's already got it worked out, so she can have you doing one a week, two a week. I just talked to her this week, and she said, I have 17,000 businesses within my local community. And I talked with another doctor who was doing this, and basically he had to stop doing these luncheons because he was flooded too much with his office. He was too busy. So her name is Wendy, and Nancy's going to be sending everybody a link to call Wendy to get her set up to start helping you guys with some of these luncheons that you can also do. So all these fun things that I see that come our way, I want to be able to share with everybody. So that's exciting. All right, now some of the other questions I've been getting recently are about detoxing. And a lot of you know that, you know, they call it a healing crisis. And this healing crisis that comes up while they're detoxing, some of the questions that I'll ask them, you know, as I'm going through explaining to them, and the other thing is, by the way, before I get into that, you want to make sure the staff or whoever's explaining the detoxification program explains that, you know, you may feel a little sick, you may feel a little nauseous. This is good. This is what we expect. And so a lot of times a patient will come in and they'll say, you know what, I've been having some problems. I'm dying. I can't do this anymore. And sometimes what I'll do is I'll back them off a little bit. Maybe if they're let's go back half. We'll back you off half because you're probably cleansing too fast. And then you tell them, you know what, it's okay. Because sometimes they're going to, well, I've only paid for 20 days, or I've only paid for, you know, three-month program. It's okay. You know what, if we have to drag this out an extra week, it's okay. We want to take care of you. We want to help you. The other thing I tell them is this. You know what, we can go through this cleansing now, which this is what your body wants very badly. Because if those toxins continue to stay inside the cells, those can end up being cancer cells. So we can do it now, do a gentle detox now, or we can wait and do it after you had chemotherapy, which you don't want to do that. So the cleansing and the lemonade. The other thing about the lemonade is some people are saying, I don't like the lemonade. What else can I do? Well, if you look at the lemonade program, and then you look at the diabetic program, the first week of diabetic program, it's not lemonade, it's actually pure cranberry juice. So sometimes if you have patients, they're saying, you know what, I can't do lemonade, my tongue's raw, it bothers my stomach, then you can actually put pure unsweetened cranberry juice inside the bottle first, and then obviously put some pure maple syrup on top. Sometimes I'll tell patients, if you want to do one bottle of lemonade, one bottle of cranberry, that's fine. And a lot of them will love it. They like the feeling of having some change. Plus, again, reiterating, a lot of times what you probably want to do, which is not very expensive, is I would make, before you come to the office, with some ice, I would make a lemonade drink mixture the way it says to set up and put it in your fridge or put it in a cooler And when you're when on the days that you're selling people, you want to tell them about the lemonade program, and they go, that's all I'm going to drink for 6 days or 5 days or 3 days or 2 days? Yes, this is what you're going to do. So have a sample there that you can let them try. Because whenever they drink it, it's like, oh, I like this. I can do this. I don't have any cranberry typically here. I just always have a lemonade here so they can test them on the days that I'm doing closes for the weight loss. So that's just another thing they can do to help to realize, hey, this is good. I like this. This is fabulous. And the other thing about stools, a lot of times they say, well, ever since I've been on the lemonade program, I don't go to the bathroom anymore. That's fine. That's normal. In fact, right now I'm on day 4 of the lemonade, and after a few days, it's more of a liquid because of the fiber, the intestinal cleanser that you're taking. So you just want to be let them know that it's okay. You're not going to be having big stools or any stools that you used to have because you're going through this purification, detoxification program, and again, the healing crisis. The other thing is a lot of times patients have asked, well, I've been on this program, and I'm not as tired. I don't feel like I need as much sleep. Well, as you doctors know, when the body is going, when the body goes through day in, day out, when they're eating all this food, sleeping is one of the main reasons so our bodies can rejuvenate and it can heal itself, because digestion is so energy driven. And so by relaxing and sleeping, our bodies can heal itself. But when you're not eating and you're just doing the lemonade program, you're going to feel like, wow, I have so much energy. So they may notice that they're not needing as many hours of sleep. And sometimes you think there's a problem with that. No. But one of the main rule of thumbs is to, again, try to get them to get in bed earlier. And one of the things I just went to a seminar recently, and this doctor was talking about, and I agree with them, about the getting in bed and without watching TV and reading a book. And I tell patients now, read a book or maybe take a hot bath, and maybe the book shouldn't be a good book because you'll never go to sleep with a good book. Maybe, pull out a book that you can read for maybe 40 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever, and that seems to help the body relax as you're reading. So that kind of a thing. And then don't eat 3 hours before you go to bed. And then try not to drink any water past 6 or 7 o'clock at night as well. Uh-huh. Can everybody push star 6 to mute yourself? There we go. And, okay, so that's the sleeping thing. And then as far as some doctors were talking about exercise for the body type, here's what I do. When I see the Club Reduce symptom survey come back, and it talks about adrenal stress, pre-diabetic stress, a couple years ago, I went to a seminar in San Francisco, and I sat next to a guy named Dave Scott. He's a 6-time Ironman triathlon guy. That's a lot of working out. That's pretty intense training. And I said, Dave, let me ask you a question. Is it possible to exercise too much? He said, basically, yeah. The more you exercise like that intensity and you don't give your chance the body to recover and heal, it can create some Addison's disease and a lot of adrenal stress, which leads to diabetes. So if I see somebody on the Club Reduce Symptom Survey and they're like really high pre-diabetic or their adrenals are stressed, we don't want to start them right off doing some intense training because, again, a lot of it is about recovery. So if anything, I'll tell them, what are you doing now? If they're not doing anything, I want them to start doing some light walking. I want to start doing some light cardio, some walking, 5, 10, 15 minutes, and then the next week, see how you're doing. Yes, I was able to do it. I'm fine. And then start the slower portions of exercise with the weights. Now, again, most patients are going to want to do cardio. They think cardio is where it's at. They come in all the time. They say, yeah, I'm on a treadmill for, 40 minutes. I'm on elliptical for 40 minutes, and I haven't lost any weight. Doing cardio, cardio is good for the heart, and it's good for depression. But as far as creating lean muscle tissue, it doesn't work. And the other thing is a lot of women are afraid to exercise because they think they're going to get bulky. I tell them, no. The only way you're going to get bulky is if you go on some steroids. The more you exercise with resistance training, the thing is you want to be able to create a value here with this exercise, because not only are you going to help your body develop more lean muscle tissue, but it's going to help with osteoporosis, depression, and these other issues that they want to hear about. But exercise with resistance training is something that most women have a hard time doing because they just don't want to do it. So that's why here in our office, I'll have Amelia just sit down. And again, You don't have to have a personal trainer. You just have to have somebody who likes to exercise. And maybe when I in the beginning, I just did it myself. Some of the doctors can start teaching them themselves. Just spend, you know, 5-10 minutes just showing them some exercises to do. And what I've used in the past is a software program called Phases 4 Rehab. Phases in the number 4 Rehab. And there's a lot of different programs on there for exercising with a physiotherapy ball and free weights. And it lists them in different categories. Like there's beginning, intermediate, and advanced. And so by having them do those different exercises, okay, Mrs. Jones, I'm going to have you do some of these beginning, and it shows repetitions, and you can write in there how much weight they need to do, and you can actually print it from your computer and put it in your file, and you can give this to the patient and say, look, I want you to do these exercises. Because not only are these Phases for Rehab exercises really good, but it also helps with core strengthening. So a lot of chiros that are still adjusting their patients, it's going to help them with the adjustments. And someone's got a phone ringing over there. Star 6. If you just got on, maybe push star 6 to kind of mute you. And have your staff answer that phone. So anyway, so doing this kind of core work is great. And then as they're doing these free weights, and again, a lot of women are like, well, yeah, I have 3- and 4-pound weights. Well, you want to let them know that, yeah, that's good and everything, but it's all about stressing the body to a point where you're stressing the body so the body can start to repair itself with some heavy resistance. So I tell them to get some of those weights that have the little pins in them that go from like maybe 4 pounds to 24 pounds because most women cannot lift 24 pounds over their head at first. And maybe it's going to take them 6 months before they actually can. And so just by doing some of those free weights and a physiotherapy ball, that's really all that's needed. Because most women, again, and some men, but most women, they don't want to go to a gym. It's embarrassing, and they don't know what to do. And so a lot of you doctors have been to a gym, and you know people that work out, they really don't know how to use the equipment anyway. And so that's something that we want to teach them. And, again, using your Tanita, using the body composition machine, you can tell if they're working out or not. And then let's say they are working out. As you're checking them every week or every 2 weeks on the Tanita or on a body composition machine, you can say, Mrs. Jones, it looks like how you been doing? Oh, I exercise, you know, 3 or 4 times a week. I'm doing exactly what you told me. Well, you know what? We're going to have to step you up into the intermediate group because you need to do some more challenging. We need to challenge your body a little bit more. Challenge you, and then you're going to test them again in the next week or two, see if that's working. And if that's working, great. Stay at that level for another, you know, few weeks. And then as soon as they plateau as far as creating, showing lean muscle tissue improvement, when that balances, or meaning when it plateaus, then you want to increase their load again from there. And so it's always increasing them, checking up on them. And by them coming back in and being reevaluated with that Tanita machine, whether it's a handheld basically is going to do the body fat. But if you have one that can do the lean muscle mass, the free fat mass, that's going to be very valuable to them because that can also be a maintenance program that you can set them up with. Mrs. Jones, you just bought a 3-month program, but I want you coming in once a month for the next 3 months. So a lot of times when I close pay somebody, I'll tell them, you know what, I'm going to have you, this is a 3-month program, but I'm going to talk a little bit later about a maintenance too, but I want you also coming in once a month to make sure that you're still staying on track with doing the resistance training because when they show back up, and also we're going to have the classes available to you doctors. We were doing classes before, but we just kind of redid our classes. We're going to be starting our new class next week again, and then you doctors will have access to these weekly PowerPoints so that you can show your current patients the PowerPoints to keep them excited. And also, when someone comes back in every month, they end up continually buying products. Because we're also going to have on the PowerPoints on the weekly classes the importance of staying on what's called the daily 5, the daily 6, and we're going to talk about it in a second here. So that's something for exercise. So just encourage them because I really find a lot of patients just aren't motivated to exercise. And then I tell them, at least do it for 15, 20 minutes. Can you do it for 15 minutes, 20 minutes on the ball? Do it in front of the TV. Do it. Yeah, I can do that. So just want to follow up on them with that. Okay. Next is EFT. A lot of doctors are not using EFT to its fullest extent. You know what? If I don't use EFT on myself, there is down the street, there is a Mexican restaurant that has these amazing bean burritos. I have jalapenos in the inside. If I don't do EFT, if I have a long day, I want to go get one of those burritos. But if I do EFT on myself, I'm fine. It's the weirdest thing. I've even driven through. Like, I want to drive through. I want to drive by and see if I have any cravings for that. And I didn't. So that's why some patients, yeah, I do it. I do it. You know, I do it at home. No, let's do it today. Okay, tell me what cravings you're having this week. Well, I guess I kind of had some cravings for, I don't know, I kind of had some cravings for some weird stuff like carrot cake or McDonald's breakfast burritos or these kind of things. So, okay, let's do some cravings. Let's do some EFT on this. And the other cool thing is, 2 weeks ago, patients came in. They said, I go, how you doing? She goes, you know what, I love coming here for the EFT. So now, as I've been talking to these patients more and more about this EFT, they love to come in for the EFT session because it's all about this emotional component for food. And I think the doctors, and you should have your staff also practice the EFT on them, because your staff, they're going to have cravings, because a lot of your staff are still sneaking food in, you know, the pretzels and the chips and the Diet Cokes, and they're still, maybe they haven't come on board yet. And again, all of the staff should be doing a cleanse, at least a 20-day cleanse, because what I'm doing is I've been calling doctor's offices, and I call up and just play like I'm a patient. I say, I understand that you guys are doing weight loss. Yes, yes, we are doing weight loss now. And so as I start to talk to them, I get to the point where I understand you guys have some detox cleanse programs. Yes, we have some really good cleanse programs. So the front desk person, I say, well, have you done that program yet? And they go, nope, I haven't done it yet, but it's really good. You know, and so you need to get your employees at least doing the 20-day rejuvenation and also the 20-day cleanse, because we had one of our doctors came recently and brought a couple staff, and one of the CAs was on coffee and she smokes, and she did the 20-day rejuvenation, and she got really sick. She got really sick, like violently ill, and you know, no kidding, because of the toxins that were in your body. Well, to her, if any patient were to ask her, how's the 20-day rejuvenation? I mean, how's the cleanse? Is it hard? Well, that patient or the employee is going to say, well, yeah, it was hard. I got really sick. I got really deathly ill. Well, no kidding. You know, you're a smoker and you drink a ton of coffee and pop and all that stuff. So you want to be able to. So what I told the employee, I said, you know what? You need to go through the cleanse again until you have an amazing experience, because then you're going to feel healthy. Then you're going to know this program works. So you need to go through it again, because you need to be your patient's cheerleaders. So that's why I love when all our staff has done the programs, because like Linda, you guys have met Linda before. I mean, she was on diabetic medication. She's no longer on any medication. And so that is huge to have her as an advocate explaining. So when patients ask, so I'm a diabetic, can it help me with this? There you go. Okay, number three or number four, Club Reduce. Some of the results on Club Reduce, some doctors have called and said, okay, Candida shows up within the top three. Again, why do I do a Candida program? Why do I recommend a Candida program if Candida shows up in the top three? Because as you go through these symptoms, those of you who have come to our seminar have gotten the big, thick green book from Elise. As you go through there, you can see the symptoms of Candida. And again, when I sit down with the patient and I'm talking to them, and I look at the Club Reduce Symptom Survey, and Candida is within the top three, I go over all of the symptoms, the symptomatology of Candida. And remember how I do it, as I say, okay, now let's, Mrs. Jones, now we're going to go through, and you tell me if you've had these symptoms before, and if you have anything now. I want you to count them on your fingers, and let's see how many of these symptoms you actually have. So we'll go through, and I'll read all these, and easily, you know, 15 to 30. And they're going, wow, I didn't know that, because most people think Candida is some kind of vaginal yeast infection. No, it affects the body a lot. So the reason why, if any of these Candida, if Candida shows up in the top three, I want to do Candida, because if we miss Candida, then we're just not getting the full effect of cleansing the body. And that's why I like to do the Candida program, whether it's a five-week or a three Candida yeast issue as far as cleansing the body. Another doctor just talked to me about if looks like someone's talking. If you can maybe star six your phone. As far as showing up as diabetes, the reason why we have this diabetes program is the fact that a woman will come in and she wants to lose this weight, and she brings her husband. Well, my husband has diabetes, so you probably can't help him. I love that. They always say that. You probably can't help him because that's what he's been told. And so, you know what? I just actually have a program for you. And so that's where the diabetic program is coming in, because I have patients who have been diabetic, who were diabetic, type 2, and I put them on the Candida program. Total A1C drops to normal. So just by putting them on the Candida 5-week or 3-month program, that in and of itself can handle and drop the blood sugar. And the diabetic program, again, is specifically for somebody who maybe doesn't have a weight problem, or maybe they're type 1, because you can take a type 1 and lower their units that they're taking every day. And so use the diabetic program for the spouse, or you know, somebody who has that disease. And as far as advertising for diabetes in your city, in your town, you want to check with your boards to make sure you can even advertise something like that. So I've been looking into that, and I think I feel comfortable about advertising something about blood sugar imbalances. But again, you know what, the most bang for your buck is still weight loss. So just use your diabetic program for the people who come in that, again, have a spouse doing it. And if any of you haven't looked at the diabetic program before, it's different in the sense that they're doing juicing. They're doing, actually, the first week, Monday and Tuesday, they're doing pure cranberry juice. And then each week after that, on each Monday and Tuesday, they're doing lemonade. So they're doing basically a detox cleanse the first 2 days of each week, if anybody has not looked at that before. So, good. Now, the other thing is when you have the patient come back in like 4 weeks, 5 weeks, or 6 weeks, you probably want to have them take the club reduced test again. Because when they leave your office, they're going to have the new binder that has all the recipes. Looks like we're having some feedback. Anybody who hasn't *6 their phone, go ahead and *6 your phone. And so when they're going through the program, I forgot what's the *6. Can't do it. Anyway, Mike's sitting here with me. Go, what was I talking about? So anyway, let's go back to the. I know what I was talking about. Is taking the test again. And so when you give them that booklet that's going to have them change their whole diet, their whole eating program, you're going to show them that they're going to be seeing an improvement with the toxic burden index. And when that improves, all the other symptomatology is going to also improve. That's how you're going to be able to show improvement. And then what you even want to do is after, on a maintenance program, let's say you do it in the beginning, and then maybe in 3 months, you can have that patient come back in 3 months. Mrs. Jones, I want you to come back in 3 months, because I'm going to have you fill this questionnaire out again, because I want to see how you're doing. And then you can look and see if they've actually backtracked and gone back to eating some of their old ways. So that's a good indicator, barometer, to see how well they're doing through their program. Also, a lot of times people only maybe need to lose maybe 5 to 20 pounds. So sometimes what you can do is just start them with the, let's say, oxidation imbalance or hormone imbalance, and Candida is very last, and they only have 5 to 20 pounds. Well, do the 20-day rejuvenation, but when they get done with that, I actually have people go on a second 20-day. So it's like a 40-day program. And so that really is good for people because they really like it. They like the change of eating cleaner, eating healthier. So going from a 20 to a 40, just double up the 20-day. Also, the same thing with our 3-month. Again, like I said, I have a lot of doctors now who are selling a 6-month program. And so, in fact, right now, Nikki and I, we're working on having something ready this month. We actually will have a binder, the 6-month binder, and a 2-month binder, and we're looking at the 4 and the 5-month binder. So we have all these other programs, and so we can actually have the patient choose a la carte, you know, according to how much weight they want to lose. So that's what we're working on in February. Really cool stuff. And then, so right now, as far as, again, maintenance, after they're done, a lot of doctors say, well, what do I do for maintenance? Well, we're going to have the next couple weeks, we're having these PowerPoints done where we're going to, when they show up to each meeting, so we're going to start next week, our PowerPoints are like our Weight Watchers on Steroid programs, our Learn and Lose. We're going to do it at 10 o'clock on Monday, 12:30 on Wednesday, and 6 o'clock on Thursday. And so when they come in, the first 10 minutes is going to review the importance of staying on the 5 to 6 daily vitamins, plus doing one meal replacement a day. So you can choose the strawberry, chocolate, vanilla, orange cream. Do one meal a day, maybe the breakfast or maybe lunchtime, and as long as you're taking your daily 5 to 6, which you're like a multivitamin, I like the enzymes, antioxidant, evening primrose oil, flax oil, and what I want to do is come up with the thing, if they stay on their daily 5, I'm going to give them the sixth one. I'm going to give them a bottle of vitamin of the D3s. Doctor's cost is like $6. So if they're coming in and spending and buying the 5 maintenance products, I'm going to give them a little D3 because D3 is a big thing now, and they go, oh, yeah, I really want to be on this stuff. And, again, you know, when they get sick, if any of your patients start to get sick or feel like they're getting a flu or a fever or a cold or anything like that, I basically bone up on have them take the D3. So what I'll do is I'll have a couple of those bottles of D3 open, and I'll just right now, you don't have your products with you. Here's 8 of these D3s, or here's 10 of the D3s. Take these right now. It's going to help your immune system. And, Mrs. Jones, you probably want to have a few extra bottles of these D3 on you. You probably want to have some in your purse. Carry them in your purse. You know, put them in your car if it's not too hot. And take them on a trip. Because if you start to feel any sickness, you just kind of take maybe 10 D3 a day, and that's about 4,000 units, and that'll be really helpful with the immune system and any kind of infection or those kind of things. So that's just another thing that I've been doing to help them with any sickness. All right, and then we talk about the marketing again. Some doctors have been saying about the newspaper. Some doctors are getting great results with the newspaper. Some are not getting as much. Again, you want to have it. Make sure it's in the A section. And I know that papers, I know in Chicago, one of the big papers in Chicago kind of went out. And, you know, more people are going online. More people are, searching online of what's going on. But right now, the newspaper, you want to make sure it's in the A section. And you want to change it up. Like I talked to a doctor yesterday, and he has the ad of the lady that has that's trying to do her pants up. But when I looked at it, the headline, you want to make sure that headline is bold. You want to make sure they can see that headline. It's big enough because as they're glancing through the paper, you want to make sure that they stop. The lettering is probably bigger than the other lettering around it. And so the key points are that are in our ads. And if you need to re-bold it or redo it just a little bit so that it kind of shows up a little bit better. Because I have patients that will tell me, how did you find me? Oh, well, I saw your ad in the newspaper like 3 months ago. And I just kind of was like thinking about that. In fact, some people, I cut your ad out, and I've had it in my top drawer, and I've just been thinking about it, and my sister and I want to lose some weight. Uh-oh, someone's dialing a phone. Just someone who just dialed in, *6. And so someone's actually, Mike? Well, someone's trying to fax something here. I'm on line 5, yeah, so tell them not to fax it. Sorry, guys, it's Mike. I'm on my fax line here so that we can use the other line. Someone's trying to fax something. Sorry. So as far as the newspaper goes, try this, and they'll keep this. And I know it's one of those maintenance things that they do, that they need to do as far as doing the newspaper. But you know what? We're playing around with some TV. I started on Tuesday with Fox, and I started doing some commercials. There's a doctor. One of our doctors is doing Fox through Dr. Oz. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to do some Dr. Oz. And right when Dr. Oz, it was kind of cool because he always talks about fat things and weight loss. And Tuesday, he had a guy on there that was losing weight. He lost all this weight. And right when he was right in that segment, it went to our commercial. And we had like 6 calls right there. And it was like, whoa, okay. So what I'm doing now is if I'm doing any advertising on the TV, I want to make sure I know the time, and I want to make sure I have staff there to answer the calls. So that's one thing. So I started Fox this week, and then last night I had 21 people in my class, and I thought if I'm going to start Fox this week, I should probably have a seminar on Saturday. So I actually scheduled Saturday. It's my first Saturday ever at 10 o'clock. So I'm doing Saturday. I know a lot of you doctors have had Saturday, and I'm kind of impressed that Saturday was kind of so right now I know we have 10 people scheduled for Saturday, and we're running the commercial again today and tomorrow. So I know it'll be full. So those are some of the things you can kind of focus on. But as far as doing a TV commercial, you want to look at some of your rates, and you want to look at the fact that, you know, cable may work in your area, but we've tried cable, and it really didn't work really well. But local TV seems to work pretty good. So if you wanted to try, again, the newspaper for, you know, another 2 months or whatever, Again, people are going to see your ad. You're going to see that. People are looking at it. Whether they're signing up or not yet, they're still looking at that. And if you want to try some TV down the road, we have a couple commercials we can send you. So just email Nancy, and she can send you out again the commercials, and you can have your local station to help you with that. And if you want to have some ideas on what shows, you know, Oprah's always good, Dr. Oz is always good, and those kind of things where women between the ages of 30 and, you know, 65, you know, watch. So those are some of the things. And plus the thing I talked earlier, some of you doctors just on, Nancy's going to email you all this lady named Wendy Rose, and she's going to help you with some of your luncheons. She's based out of Los Angeles, but she works all across the country, and she's got this system where she can actually help you set up luncheons between 15 to 20 people in your area. And so I gave her my zip code, and she goes, Dr. Singleton, there are 17,000 businesses in my city. I'm like, you're kidding. And so she's going to be able to set them up between 15 to 20 people, and you know, you can talk about stress, health, wellness, all these different topics that you'll be able to go in, and you can even go in on sequential visits and talk about different topics. So it's going to be huge. Okay, so I'm going to have Nancy email you all that information. Let's see. Also, Start now. Again, a lot of you doctors are kind of waiting around. I know I have two doctors in a big city, and one doctor is doing something with it. The other doctor is like, you know what? I'm just kind of waiting until I get some extra staff because, Dr. Singleton, I don't have six staff. Well, guess what? I just downsized to four staff because I wanted to see how much I can do with fewer staff. So I had a couple staff that moved out of the city. I thought, you know what? Let's see if we can do this with fewer staff. So we're kind of doing some things here to try to tweak it so we can keep the overhead low but yet make good profit. But as far as some doctors, just start doing the kits themselves. The 20-day kit, you can sell those easy. And the 5-week candida, easy. And so, again, by talking and doing these luncheons, by doing these, the seminars in your office, start the seminars. And I'll tell you what, you need to schedule for your first seminar next week. Because if you don't schedule it, you're never going to do it. Good is good enough. You know what? The PowerPoint's already done. Give the presentation to your staff. Give your presentation to the staff. If you don't have a PowerPoint projector, that's fine. Just do it off your laptop. Some doctors that can plug in their laptop to the TV. Okay, and just start doing it with your staff. Then you can have maybe three or four of your favorite patients come in and listen to your seminar. These kind of things, but you got to schedule. If it's on the books, if it's on the schedule, then you'll do it. Some of you are still waiting. Well, I'm going to wait until this. I'm going to wait until that. You know what? It's good enough right now. And you just missed December. Or I'm sorry. You just missed January. So we need to start working with February. We're still riding the tide. And don't worry if you didn't start doing it in January. It's fine. It's still good because it's really good clear up until November. And even December has been good because one of our doctors just did a $14,000 Wednesday in December. So, and now he's thinking about opening up a satellite clinic. And this is one of our doctors who kind of semi-retired. Now he's coming back out of retirement. So those are some of the things that I've been getting recently. So what I'm going to do now is open up to some questions. So I have Mike here. So, Mike, what do I need to do? Everybody is in control of your own phone. *6 if you want to unmute, and you can ask a question. Jason Tripp?
Yes.
Okay, question.
Yeah.
Who has the first question?
I've got a question, Dr. Singleton.
Okay.
This is Stuart Weiler.
Oh, hey, Stuart.
Hey, we're trying to get the children's programs going here. Do you know if the presentation or any of that's online yet?
You know what? I've been working on the PowerPoint for the children's program. And so I have a Christy Frank, my little celebrity girl. She's got 600 moms and kids up in Park City. And so I'm going to be doing a program with her and up at a hotel. And we're going to rent out one of the rooms. So I'm working on a PowerPoint to go up there to teach them the importance of eating and staying balanced and that kind of a thing. So, but as far as if you wanted to start right now, what I've done is just have them do the 20-day rejuvenation. If they're 10, 11, 12, and they're not too small, I'll have them take exactly what it says to take for 20 days. But if they're under 10, I'll probably cut everything in half. Now, some kids can't swallow capsules. And so what I've tried to do is try to open up some of those capsules and put in the shake, but some of them don't taste very good. But if anything, what I start doing is replacing the kids' breakfast with the meal replacement. So starting just one thing, baby steps, replace this cold cereal with a fruit smoothie, some strawberries with a strawberry shake. And like I said, I have a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old. That's plenty of food. They don't get hungry until lunchtime. So just start doing something more to replace the cold cereal and the milk that they've been used to first. So baby steps. But as far as the youth's weight loss program, I just have been doing the 20-day right now and having great success with that.
Okay.
And when I get the other PowerPoint done, and when I do that presentation with Christy Frank, I'll give that to you, and you'll be able to maybe start doing some advertising for kids' weight loss in maybe your local paper.
Definitely, because, yeah, nobody in our area is doing the kids' programs, and we just want to define ourselves and how we're different from the other five clinics, you know, around us, that we're treating everybody, you know.
Yeah.
Okay,
good. Thank you.
Hey, Doc.
Yes, sir.
Your wife had mentioned at the seminar that you guys did pretty good with yellow page ads. Do you find that it works well for weight loss as well?
You know what? Yellow page ad, you know, years ago we had the two double truck ads, you know, full page on both pages. And right now, because of the internet and everything else, I just have a little small, just not the smallest, but just maybe one size up from the small, a bolded, that shows my website, my phone number, you know, got belly fat, you know, lose weight naturally kind of a thing. Just something very simple. I would not spend a whole lot of money on yellow page.
Okay.
Because you're in there for like a whole year. You got to pay every month. Where when you do newspaper and TV, sometimes you have contracts, but a lot of times it's month to month.
Right.
All right. Who else?
Hey, Doc.
Okay.
You and Campbell?
Hi.
Question. Patients with like diverticulitis, with fidge or the... And what do you do about it if you more stomach?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Diverticulitis, you know, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, all these colon problems. I tell the patient, it all starts with upstream. It all starts with the chewing in your mouth. If your body, if you're not assimilating, and by the way, if you guys want to star 6, mute your phone while I'm talking, and then when you're ready for a question, just unmute it with star 6. And so I tell them we got to start with the digestive tract, upstream. And so I said we got to double chew your food, number one. But number two is we need to start including enzymes, because if they have any kind of a diseased colon, it's usually a history of pop, coffee, antibiotics, things that have destroyed upstream that's causing downstream issues. And so if we can get the body to go through the cleanse, go through the purification, because sometimes they say if I do the lemonade, it kills my diverticulitis, it kills my ulcerative colitis. So then at that point, you can start doing the pure cranberry juice versus the lemonade. But again, we got to get the stomach functioning, so that's why we got to get them off of their coffee and their colas. And so what I've noticed recently is by helping to improve their quality of food, but also by taking the digestive enzymes and also probiotics. So if they have any kind of a colon issue, diverticulitis, Crohn's, ulcerative, any of that issues, I really want to bone up on the probiotics, so maybe 1 to 2 probiotics with each meal, with maybe 2 or 3 enzymes. And if they're going to have any protein, I like to double up on the enzymes, maybe take 6 enzymes with their protein until it starts to calm down.
Thank you.
All right. Who's next?
Doc? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, this is Cameron Knack. I had a chiropractor show up to one of my seminars this week, and he signed up for an initial evaluation. He's coming in later on today. How would you handle him? I'm worried about giving all my secrets away.
Is he a friend of yours?
No.
Well, how close is he?
Well, we're in Anchorage, so I mean it's pretty small.
Okay. Because we're so close in proximity, because he's not going to know how to do it unless he signs up for membership. But you know what? There's going to be some MDs that come in, some chiropractors that will come in, and it's just whatever you want to do. If you want to just help him out with his health, and just say, I'm sorry that you're not going to be able to have access to what I do because I'm the first in my area, or whatever, you know. But maybe you could just talk to him and say, you know what, I'd like to help you, but I feel uncomfortable about sharing with you what I'm doing. So just kind of whatever you want to do, you know?
Okay, thank you.
So, does that help?
It does, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, a quick question for you. We've been... We ran a few of the ads. We ran both the ads that you have,
okay,
in the local paper here, and really got very minimal response. We got I think we had three or four calls total, and I had two different seminars, two different weeks, to kind of test each ad. And at one seminar we had two people show up, and the next seminar nobody showed. My question would be, what would you where should I go from there? Because I'm kind of at a loss for, you know, do I run an ad again? Run
right.
One of those ads? Do I change my ad?
Right.
How would you approach that at this point?
All right. You know, when you talk to the, obviously when you talk to the people from the TV, or I'm sorry, the newspaper, they're like, if you guys are just listening, if you want to *6 your phone, I get some feedback here. And then when you're ready to answer a question, just do the *6 to unmute it. But, you know, they tell you, you need to really give it a chance. You need to kind of give it, you know, 3 to 4 months. You know, of course, you know, according, because they're getting paid, obviously, commission, if the more you run it, too. But, you know,
hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Sorry, Nancy. I have something to say. Did you put the date of the ad? Did you put the date of your seminar in your ad?
No, we didn't.
What's the circulation of your paper?
I believe the circulation is 90,000, and it's not
That's what we have.
I mean, the paper
is.
No,
we have a lot more than that.
Yeah, the paper is kind of fledgling. This is Dr. Patterson. We're in Colorado Springs.
Hi.
And
wasn't yours just a weekly paper?
No, it's daily. We ran. Let's see. We ran Wednesday and Sunday, and we had decent placement. We were A3 one day. For a couple of the runs, I think we were on A6 also, so A3 and A6, which were, I thought they were pretty decent places.
So did you only run one time, or did you run multiple times?
We ran 2 weeks, because they had like a new business promotion thing. So we ran 2 weeks, two ads per week for 2 weeks, so four ads total.
And did you also have, they could go online and they could call?
Right. I emailed you the ads that we ran. I can send them again. But the ad was basically like they were the ones that you guys had, and I, you know, they could go online or they could call us.
Okay. So the only thing that I can say to that is you have to test, because obviously, good thing you didn't sign a year contract, because maybe newspaper's not going to work in your area. Newspaper works incredibly well with some folks, and it doesn't work at all in other areas. So here's the bottom line. What we think is going to work in marketing is never the definitive answer. It's always you have to test it.
Right.
So if it didn't work, if it didn't pull, I mean, I wouldn't put all your money there. I absolutely
right.
wouldn't. I'll tell you, how much were you paying for your placement?
I think on that business promo thing, we paid, I think, about $240 per run.
Okay, so Todd talked earlier. Gosh, you guys, I apologize for all this feedback. It sounds terrible. I have no. We've done a lot of these in the past. I don't know what is wrong today with the feedback. Something's weird going on. I apologize. Anyway, you know what? I will email everybody out this contact. For $350, she guarantees you to be in front of 15 people. Or I think it, for $250, she'll do 4 lectures. And you all know, you've sat in our seminars and talked about the lectures. She'll do lectures for you. And the thing is I've talked to her for a long time. I disclaimer, we've not yet used her. We haven't used her, but she guarantees that she'll get you in front of people. She does it nationwide, so she has an advantage. So we've done very well with the lectures. And in fact, we have some lectures internally scheduled. We're still going to use this external person. So you might want to call her and get a lecture scheduled, say, through her, because maybe in your town, newspaper's not going to work. Now, I know yours is a little different situation about... Most doctors have their patient base to go to, and your situation is a little different where you can't do that. But I would, you know, start with patient base for the doctors that don't. Some of the doctors are doing incredibly well. They start with their patient base. Your situation is a little bit unique in that you can't really do that. But you just have to keep tweaking. And trade shows, we just did a trade show that was phenomenal. So you just, here's the bottom line. The people that are overweight are out there. You just got to find the magic bullet to get them in your office. But if it wasn't, Todd touched a little bit. I don't want to talk a whole lot about it because it's not ready yet. But we're going to do some incredible online stuff. We kind of talked about it at the Mastermind. Might not talk about it too much because it's not ready. But we're going to do some great stuff for individual doctors in individual cities for online, a better online presence. And it'll be extra something that people can pay for if they want. But we're working out the system in our area, and we're testing it. And so far, it's looking pretty good. And as soon as we can master in our area, we'll offer it to other doctors. But that's another thing that you can do, is some online advertising, lectures. I mean, there's not a lack of overweight people. Just getting them in your office. Todd, you there?
Yeah, right. That's good.
Okay, anybody have any more questions? And somebody's computer is going crazy in the background.
So basically, we need to have, it looks like there's, I can actually see who's unmuted. So we need to remute *6, their phones.
The problem is when you push *6, sometimes it mutes you and sometimes it unmutes you. It's a toggle.
Right.
It's a toggle.
Yeah, fine. Okay, who's next? Next question.
You know, I wasn't on the entire call. Did you talk about the doctor did you talk a little bit about Headspace and the doc who sold like 18,000
yes.
before he's even come?
Right. Yes.
Okay, good. I'm sorry. I wasn't on the entire call, so I didn't know if you already talked about that or not.
Hey, Nancy, are you sending us an email with this Wendy Rose, because I'm searching Wendy Rose
yes.
right now.
I will
I'm not
send you. I will send you an email. And in fact, while you're on the phone, if you want to, while you're on, I'll give you her phone number.
Okay.
And
what is it?
I'll also send you an email. Just a second. I've got to get on the right email here and wait for you. But I actually, Stuart, recognize your voice. I asked her about your area because I thought you guys. I asked about a couple of doctors. I've talked to a couple of doctors lately that I knew would specifically would be interested in, and I know a couple of you are probably on this call. And every single one that I've talked in the last few days about this, she can do all of your areas.
Oh wow!
So
that'll be nice because we're ready for it. So.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Now, again, disclaimer: we haven't used her, but you only have to commit to one for $350.
Right.
We actually paid for 4 because it was $1,000, and we wanted it.
Yes, ask him about the special. We told him we were going to send her some doctors, and so we told him to tell the doctors.
She said if you do 4, if you do. You book up 4, then she'll do $250. Okay, here's her number.
Okay.
Her number is 866-648-1544.
Okay.
Extension 703. And I'll tell you the website. The website is employee-aware. employee-aware.com. Employee-aware.com.
Okay.
And it's the exact, I mean, she does what we do. I mean, she does the same thing we do, but I'll tell you her advantage. She books nationally, and so she has pull. And listen, even if it's $350, I'd pay $350 to get in front of 15 people any day of the week.
Right, right.
So I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be really a great deal. Again, we haven't used it, but we've been doing our homework about it, and we signed up to do it. So, you know, it's going to, it's a whole lot cheaper to pay her to do it than it is to manage an employee to do it.
Exactly. Yeah.
We're not throwing away our program. We still got, in fact, we booked one today internally for the 16th of March. I mean, we're still doing our own just in case she doesn't work out. But if she works out, we're going to bag our in-house system and just go to hers.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Anybody else? Anything else?
Yeah, I've got a question about a patient who has, she's a female, about 5'5", 111 pounds, 19.5% body fat, and has candida. And so just any suggestions on how to handle that?
Yeah. Is she, how old is she again?
She's 35.
35. And does she want to lose weight?
No, she doesn't want to lose weight, and she can't really afford to lose any weight at all.
Did she come in as what kind of a patient?
She came in as a migraine patient.
Okay.
We were able to eliminate
all right.
her migraines, but she still has tired and all of the other stuff.
Right. You know what? I would do a good 5-week candida program on her, and you want to, as you test her body mass index, you know she's probably not burning, if she's that big, she's probably maybe burning 1,100 calories, 1,000 calories a day with her lean muscle tissue. Obviously encourage her to do the exercising, but, you know, I had a patient who was 4% body fat, and she looked like Ethiopian. Well, I think her BMI was like 10, and she looked horrible. And she was a nurse, and so we put her on the program, and she's now at 12% body fat. So the cool thing about our bodies is the more healthy they are, the more cleansed and the more the better the digestive system is to assimilate the foods, ingest and feed the body will balance because, you know, it's not like none of us know how much a person should weigh. You can't say, no, you should be 20% body fat. No, you know what? The body knows when it's healthy, that's where it's going to go. So I wouldn't have any reservation, and I would probably keep her around maybe 1,200, 1,300 calories. As far as the food goes, so she's not starving, but she probably doesn't eat a lot anyway. But, you know, the shakes with the protein, the clean protein, but just the main thing is we got to cleanse and cleanse out the yeast. Clear the yeast out of her system, and she will be amazed. She will be fabulous after a 5-week candida.
Okay, great. Should she take the appetite appeaser still?
You know what? Good question. I would have her, you know, give it to her. Tell her what it's for. If you have now again, when I use the appetite appeaser, I don't say this is not one of those like Fin-Fin, you know, cut the appetite away. The appetite appeaser, the reason why they called it that way is because what it does, the chemistry of it and the herbal effect is to appease the appetite due to balancing and regulating blood sugar, so the blood sugars don't dip. So if anything, you like to have them take it around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, one or two, her or anybody else, to just kind of have it with her. But if she's eating, see, in her kind of body type, she's probably got some good metabolism going. You probably want to have her eat every 2 hours. But then if she wants to do the appetite appeaser, she can use it if she gets tired. That's the only time I'd probably have it for her is to use it when she gets tired in the afternoon.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Oh, by the way, two things, two big things. You doctors don't. Make sure they don't take cellulite cleanse and appetite appeaser after 6 o'clock because a cellulite cleanse and appetite appeaser, due to what's in there, there's a natural herbal stimulant, so that may also create some issues with people getting tired later at night. So you want to not take the cellulite cleanse and the appetite appeaser after 6 o'clock.
Great.
So.
Thanks.
You're welcome, Cynthia.
I think the doctor with the terrible feedback hung up because it's gone.
Oh.
I think I saw that one hung up. Okay, sorry.
By the way,
okay, who's next?
I wanted to ask if it might be possible to come up with a series of newspaper ads, speaking to the ads again, that could be possibly beta tested by the different clinics and coming up with the best results that would be more generic in their effectiveness.
Yeah, but I'll tell you the one problem with that, Doc, is what works in one person's town doesn't necessarily work in someone else's town. I mean, I get docs sending me their ads that look the same, and they're like, we had to pull our ad because it's bringing in too many people, and someone else will say, we had to pull our ad because it's not pulling. So, although you're right, there are some ads that pull better than others, you still have to test it. It's like nothing is guaranteed in marketing. And here's another thing. What works today might not work next month. Some ads go stale. That's another thing. You do need to change your ads up. But we've got new ads that we're constantly working on. So you're right, though. I mean, we do need to test it before. We'll give you what we've done, and we won't, tell you stuff. Like, I think in the seminar, I showed you guys all probably the one that's the guaranteed weight loss with the professional business lady in her suit. That ad did not pull well for us, and I thought it would have been incredibly successful, and it just plain wasn't. Now, and other doctors have used it and had, pretty good success, but we didn't have success with it at all. So kind of tough to know, but there are certain things that definitely make a difference. For example, sometimes I'll ask doctors to send me their ads when they're not working, and very often what they'll do is they'll put the date of the seminar. And that's a killer. You can't do that because if somebody can't come to that, they plain won't come. Whereas sometimes we pull our ad out of the newspaper. Like right now, we actually pulled our ad and put the extra money into television. And that's rare because we usually keep it in the newspaper. But it was going down a little bit, so we pulled it and put it into TV, just mixing things up. And still we get people coming in off of the newspaper. Because, like Todd said, they hold on to your ad. They might not want it today, but they hold on to it because they'll want it later. So it's hard to know if it worked. I know Dr. Patterson, I don't know if you're still on the call or not, but your ad didn't work. It might still work down the road. You just don't know. You just have to keep testing. Anybody else have any more questions?
No, Nancy, this is Dr. Patterson again. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you were saying hold on to those ads. I noted when I was there for the mastermind, you guys are using a little bit different ads than the ones that we had. I didn't know if you were testing that one or not, but you were using, it looked like you went back to some of the body, like the body types.
We change them up all the time because they go stale. Like if you leave one ad in very long, it will you have to change it up, because it ads. It's just something that you learn in any marketing guru will tell you. You constantly change up your ads. I mean, look at McDonald's. I mean, how successful are they? They still change up their ads. So you just have to change things up and mix them around.
You just have to
because because you know what? This is the crazy thing. People want what's new. I mean, I personally get sucked into it because I like headlines. I like to look at headlines. Like if you want to see good marketing, look at the dynamic, not dynamic chiropractic, look at the National Enquirer. They have great headlines, or magazines like that. They sell because they have great headlines, and they've always got the new this, the latest this, the new diet. Well, we get sucked in and we think, oh my gosh, there's something new. And it's the same thing that the public, they want to know what's ever new. So we have to keep making it fresh and exciting. And you look at Weight Watchers. Every so often Weight Watchers comes out with a whole new program. It's the same thing. They just kind of repackage it, repurpose it. And it's important to do in our businesses. We actually don't talk about that very much at our seminar because we're kind of teaching people that are new. But for those of you who have been doing this, for a year or even less, or you constantly have to come up with new things for your patients, even if it's the same thing repackaged. That's why it's great to, know, to say, oh, we are doing fibromyalgia now, or we're doing diabetes now, or we're doing children's program now. You know, Stuart was asking about the children's program. It's the same thing, but people think it's new and it's different. The children's program, they go on the same program. We do children's programs now. We just either cut the supplementation in half, depending if they're 100 pounds or less, or they stay on the same thing. But people get excited when it's new because they think, oh, it's new, it's going to work this time. So it's really important to keep mixing stuff up, and we're changing up our television ads, and you gotta keep it new and exciting to keep eyes looking at it.
Hi, Mary.
Anybody else? Hello.
This is Mary Poppins.
Mary, how the heck are you?
Oh, just great. How are y'all?
We're just fantastic. How can we help you?
I can tell you what. Dr. Todd, we had a patient that was in here last week. It was his first week, and he is a diabetic patient. And after he got out of the sauna, he cooled down. And before I did the body wrap on him, Dr. Nelson was here, and she had told us that when people sweat a whole lot in the body wrap, that's because they did not cool down enough. So therefore, that creates the sweating, and the cream did not get into the body like it should.
Right.
This particular patient, I touched his body after I asked if he felt cooled down. He said yes. I touched him. He did not feel sweaty. He did not feel sticky, and his body temperature to my touch felt normal. So I wrapped him, and then whenever I got him out of the wrap, you could have gotten a bucket of water off of him. It was amazing how much water was there. So, as far as I could tell, his temperature, he had cooled down after getting out of the sauna. So, what's your opinion about that? Was that because he was so toxic because of, like, the diabetic medications that he was on and because of his diabetes? He actually is purple from the calf of his leg all the way down to his feet.
Yeah. Okay, so basically on something like that, you know, the skin is one of the body's organs to eliminate sweat and toxins. I would literally double, if not triple, his body purifier. So instead of taking two and two, maybe like four or five and five. That's going to help the lymphatics. That's going to help the circulation. It's going to help the kidneys, the liver. And so body purifier from Herbalogica is going to help enhance the other systems of the body for elimination, to not having to rely upon the skin. So again, if he has the other systems that are kind of sluggish, then the skin is going to, you know, the skin's going to be the one that's going to eliminate those toxins. Like if you were to paint him, remember James Bond's Goldfinger, if you were to paint him with the gold paint that was not breathable, he would die. And he would suffocate to death because right now his body's so toxic. One of the main elimination channels to eliminate these toxins from the medication and his current state of health is through his skin. Through breathing, respiration through his pores. And so that's why you'd want to have him really get the other parts of the body functioning before you do another. And you'll notice within maybe a couple weeks as you double, quadruple this body purifier, it's going to be totally different.
Okay, so would you say in this case the sweating that he did was due to the toxins versus that he wasn't cooled down enough? Mainly I want to know to make sure that I make sure that everybody gets cooled down more so that they don't do the sweat process and they can absorb the cream. So in
now,
his case, would you say it would be because of the toxins?
Yeah, I don't think it was. I mean, yeah, cooling down between, you know, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I don't think that was as big a factor as his body not able to utilize the other organs and elimentary pathways, where his skin was the one of the main, and his almost, I mean, that could have really, he could have started breathing heavily. I mean, he actually could have gone into some kind of a panic by being wrapped up in that plastic like that, where his body wasn't able to eliminate the toxins and breathe. But you're not going to see that very often at all. So.
Right. Well, I had two, actually, he was the third male. I've not had any females that we've had the sweat issue with the body wraps. I've had three males, and that's why we had asked Dr. Nelson about it when she was here,
right.
You know, why that happened. And so that was the answer that she gave, that they were not cooled down. So I just wanted to make sure that we were doing, you know, what we're supposed to do.
Yep.
All
just
right. Thank you very much.
Double up on that body purifier, and within a couple of weeks, it's going to be different.
I will. He'll be in tonight, and we'll get right on it.
But Felicia, it is important for them to cool down. It is
right.
very
well,
important.
Well, I realized that, but with him, because there was so much water, it took a large towel to wipe the sweat off his front side, and when he handed it to me to wipe off the back side, I had to get another towel. That's how much the sweat was there. I mean,
what
I think
a fun job.
Yeah, so it just, you know, I was just concerned because I had let him cool down.
Yeah, yeah. Good work, John.
Cool.
Here you
John. Green. Okay, well, we're winding down to the hour, so does anybody have any other burning questions, or they can...
Todd, I have one more question real quick. This is a patient question, though. The kind of a probably a touchy one, but I'm trying to find, because I do a lot of the clinical nutrition and functional medicine stuff, and I have a patient that I'm trying that I'm not treating her for this, but I'm trying to help her kind of get clean around it. She's going in the 24th of this month to have a double mastectomy for breast cancer. And I'm trying to, what I basically did was took the 20-day purification, and I'm trying to kind of play with that and try and form that. Have you had any problems or any issues putting anybody on one of the programs like that? Have you
No.
ever dealt with a patient that had that? Or
Yes. And in fact, one of our patients that came from Manhattan scheduled for a mastectomy and came here because she was referred by, I don't know, some other lady from Canada. And so she came here, and she, you know, put her on the 20-day. What I did is I actually increased the body purifier, intestinal cleanser, and fiber. And, you know, she went to New York, and, you know, like 3 weeks later, and she wanted another MRI scan, or I'm sorry, mammogram. And so they only covered one a year, so she actually had to pay for her second one. And the doctor said, you know what, things are looking different. And so she basically, through cleansing and detoxifying, and she was really in holistic, she's doing a lot of studying, a lot of reading, she was able to avoid the surgery. So I don't know if that's going to happen on every case, but I would have no qualms and questions. And I would definitely, in your notes, your soap notes, not only with your soap notes, but also make sure there's even an employee present, and then even have an employee sign your notes saying that I'm not treating your cancer, I'm not right. treating you for this disease, and then I just want to let you know that. And then your staff person, you know, can also sign your handwritten notes so that, you know, because that's the last thing you need to do is, you know, curing people of cancer
right.
to Canada.
Right.
So,
right.
But yeah, when somebody's that bad, oh yes, definitely, especially the body purifier. I mean, probably quadruple that stuff up. I mean, if it were my wife, I mean, I'd have her on that so fast. And then, you know, here's the thing. In women in the childbearing years, you know, they're using the breast and the uterus. And after the childbearing, how old is the lady again?
I don't have her chart right in front of me, but she 50 is,
something?
My guess would be 50-something, yeah.
Okay, so she's done with the kids thing. So, you know, the body likes to store toxins in the uterus and the breast tissue. And that's kind of like a storage facility to handle the toxins until the body can flush. Do you have an infrared sauna yet?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I would have her come in like daily for the infrared sauna and get her on the body purifier. And I mean, even doing things as much as the lemonade detoxification, I'd put her on that stuff for like 2 weeks. Because, again, when the body is eating, the body has to deal with the food, and it's got to do this and that. But if she's almost doing like a fast kind of a thing, using the lemonade purification program, the body can have a chance to heal, to cleanse, and to detox. And here's the other thing. If anything that comes out of this, and she still does have the surgery, then it's going to be more contained. There's going to be less of it, and her body's going to be healthier to go under the knife.
Okay.
So one way or another, you can tell her, you know what, we're going to do our best to help you with this, but if anything, you're going to be healthier, so when you go under the knife, you're going to... See, because a lot of people who have problems with surgery, it's the complication of surgery with blood clots. Complications
right.
from surgery, I mean, it's like that's why people die, is because their body is not healthy enough to be having that kind of trauma to it.
Right. So you were saying, so the body purifier, the internal cleanser, and the fiber, is that the three you said you would increase?
Yeah, body purifier, yes. I would probably, you know, quadruple up on the body purifier and maybe probably, you know, still do the 8 and 8 of fiber, and then intestinal cleanser, because again, 95% of all diseases comes from the colon, so we got to get the colon healthy and balanced. But I would kick her on two weeks of this lemonade or the detox program, because it's going to be really helpful in helping the body to heal itself.
And she actually do the lemonade fast for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is she scheduled for the surgery?
She is, but she's scheduled for February 24th.
You know what? Maybe what you got to do is get her on this ASAP, and then talk to her doctor and say, "Look, doc, I'm scheduled for February 24th. Can I come in on the 23rd and have another scan? I'm doing this program, and I really, really want to have another scan to see if you can see some changes."
Okay.
And then if you see some changes, maybe can I put it off for a month, and then do another scan in a month, and then because I really want to see if I can do something natural. And you know, he's going to probably say no, because of the liability. I mean, once they get their hands on, I mean, once a woman has breast cancer, and it's like they will do whatever it takes to make sure they get that cut out, because they don't like the liability. So you need to talk to your patient. Say, you know what, he's going to tell you it's going to spread your body, you're going to die, yada yada. But just tell your patient, it's totally up to you. I can help you get healthy, whether you to provide some a great a healthy body before your surgery, or if you want, if your body's ready, if it's not too late, your body can heal itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know.
Okay. Good. That works.
Good deal.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Hey, Dr. Singleton. It's Stuart.
Yes,
again.
Sir.
Hey, are you guys going to have these calls every week? I'd like to get everybody in on the calls.
Nancy?
Yes, Stuart, we are. We might change times because some doctors couldn't do it. We thought Thursdays would be a great time, but some doctors can't do it Thursday, so we might change them up a little bit, but probably on Thursdays, probably around this time, even though sometimes we'll change them a little bit.
Okay. Are they going to be posted online so I can have them listen to it? Because there's a lot of good information today, you know.
Yeah. Did you have really bad feedback through the whole call except for towards the end?
It was horrible. What happened was is someone had it on their speakers in the background, and it was bouncing off their speakers coming back.
Yeah. As soon as they hung up, because we have a list. As soon as they hung up, it went away. It was just one person that it was pretty bad. Sorry about that. I didn't know if you guys could hear how bad it was too, but Todd and I are in totally different offices right now, and I could hardly hear. I was about ready to rip my hair out. So, yeah. Yes, though, we are going to do that, and yes, it is being recorded, so we will post them.
Cool. Yeah, I know before when we did conference calls like this, I don't know if there's an internal mute button where you can mute everyone's lines yourself. You may want to check into that. I don't know if that's...
Mike was scrambling to try to find how to mute it internally, and he couldn't figure it out. We're going to use there's a different way you can do the call. We'll do the call differently next time so that
I know when we did calls like this before, we had the same issue, and there's an internal mute button or something, but... Yeah.
Right. He just couldn't figure it out on this call, but I know a different way to do it so that you can do it. So we'll do it next time so that happens.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Well, thank you to everyone, and I'm going to send out an email with that contact in case you didn't write it down for Wendy Rose again. I haven't used her, but I think it's going to be pretty great. So it should be a great way to get a bunch of new patients for all of us. Okay. Thanks, everyone.